Blair reports. Just 1 year ago today, the signal you just heard began ushering in some exciting listening here on ABC, covering stories all over the world. We like to think of it as wrapping the world in sound. This is Jim Harriet for the Blair Report, an over-the-shoulder backward glance and a look ahead in a moment.
Hello, I'm Dick Clark. You know, I hear so many of my contemporaries say that they wouldn't be able to meet the college requirements today. Now, I don't say they're right, but they may be. You know, I'm not sure I could pass the entrance examinations and the requirements today myself. Every year the competition gets tougher, the standards get higher, and of course an education is of vital importance to future success, whether it's material or cultural. The world of our young people, the world they live in today, is the subject of Dick Clark reports. Now, believing as I do that today's young people will make tomorrow's future a bright one, I enjoy hearing from them and their parents, and I enjoy discussing the problems and their possible solutions with young people all over the country. So, my friend, whether you're a teenager or a grandparent, you'll find common ground with me on Dick Clark Reports. Most of these ABC stations bring you Dick Clark Reports every day, and I hope you'll join me for Dick Clark Reports.
It's been an exciting, exhausting, and exhilarating first year for us here at Blair Reports. Today, on our first anniversary, with some 2,000 shows under our collective belts, it's enlightening to look back. From the happy story of quintuplets in South Dakota to the deeply sad coverage of a presidential assassination, we've been off the ground with space shots, flagpole sitting, and flying saucers, and under it with a mine disaster. On the water with a bootleg radio station in Britain, and under it with a reluctant submarine in Geneva. From a president asking more money for his aides.
The top and most valuable men to me are out in my office now wanting to see me because they're borrowing money and can't stand it any longer and want to go home and I won't see them. I won't take their resignation.
To the formation of a new country.
The militia will be about 44% Malays and Dayaks and other indigenous people. 40% Chinese. 10% Indians and Pakistanis, and the rest Eurasians and others. And each has a role to play in Malaysia.
From the renovation of No. 10 Downing Street.
The work begun in August 1960 was to take 2 years. It took three. It was the cost for No. 10 of the two houses which adjoin it, about $1,400,000. The final figure will be roughly twice that.
To the topless bathing suit.
I don't really find it that daring. I think it's a lovely suit.
From the United Nations Congo withdrawal.
There was no celebration when the UN left. There was no particular anxiety. In fact, it was as if no one had left at all.
To the Beatles.
The main thing is now that as we've got ourselves a bit of security, we don't really have to worry at the moment, anyway, what we're going to do after. So we don't.
All these stories and many more were a part of our lives this year, and we wanted to make them a part of yours. In coming months, whatever's happening, we'll be there. And with your dial at ABC Radio, you'll be there too. Jim Harriet for Flair Reports.